Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Daddy here, Mama here.
Daddy here, folks.
Daddy here. All right, you know the drill. bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. Just a quickie. Starting Monday, we're going to be giving you a keyword in which you can win a pretty sweet little Valentine's package that we put together for you. It's called The Big Party Show. Do not screw this up.
Don't
Valentine's Day giveaway. All right.
We're going to help you not screw it up. Yes. So if you're like listening to this right now and you're like, Valentine's Day, first of all, next week is the last week of January.
That's a slap
in the face right there. If you were well, Valentine's Day seems a little, you guys are really getting the cart ahead of the horse. You're like, no, you guys, seriously, we're helping you out. It's like in 2 weeks.
It's going to be here. Yeah, it is going to be here. Oh my gosh, I guess you're right. I got to get my stuff together. All right, we're going to kick some motivation in overtime right now. And your last pick of the bathroom horror is the stall door won't lock. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see what's behind the stall door.
Listen up, you spicy little f***ing burrito. You're doing great. You've been working hard. And people know, so clap for yourself, damn it. Sometimes life gives you lemons, but you make margaritas. Because you can turn a sour situation into something sweet and memorable. So bottoms up, superstar. This day's yours.
There you go.
The nice thing is that enough of those margaritas and you'll forget all about your problems.
Yes. Yes, you will.
Just go ahead and kick those cans to the next day. That's a future Molly problem.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. The biggest news in Omaha is this Buc-ee's. This Buc-ee's place is opening up in Gretna. It's the first location in Nebraska, actually. It's a truck stop, I guess you could say. It's got like over 100 gas stations or whatever you call those things. Pumps. Yeah. And it's just a destination place. They're based out of, I believe, Texas. I have not been to one of them, but everyone is freaking out. Now they're saying that instead of people driving through Nebraska like they do a lot, they will stop there just to get a photo in front and just to get some food and everything like that. It looks like it's like a small mall. I mean, it's big.
Well, it reminds me of the I-80 truck stop in Iowa that everybody's like, you got to stop. Like, it's like destination. They've got a museum there. They've got all this stuff. It looked like that. Like, I was like, I don't think I've seen anything. And that's supposed to be the world's biggest truck stop. But I wonder if this will give it a run for its money.
Yeah, I think it might. I mean, they have merch and it's going to bring a lot of jobs to the Gretna area as well. That's what they're saying is, you know, because the place is so massive. I thought maybe I should just get a job there. But then that would be weird. You know, maybe I can be the mascot. I think the mascot. Well, you should love this. I think the mascot's a squirrel.
Is it really?
I believe.
Oh, I want a t-shirt with a Buc-ee squirrel then. Buc-ee squirrel. Yeah, talk about merch. Wanting a free t-shirt. I want a free Buc-ee's squirrel t-shirt if that exists.
I want to know what I think it is. What is that mascot? Let's see, just to make sure. It is a it's a beaver. I apologize.
I love beavers. I mean, that's the best animal you could come up with after squirrel. Beaver? Okay. I want a beaver Buc-ee's t-shirt.
It's a cheerful buck-toothed beaver. Oh, my God, Molly, look it up. Just look it up. The logo itself is so adorable. I want a shirt, too, now. See, they got me already all on shirt. It's a beaver. What is it saying? The combination of Arch Applin's nickname, Beaver, his dog, Buck. And the classic Buck Beaver cartoon.
Look at this guy. Character. He's got a hat on and everything. I've seen him.
Yes.
I have seen him.
That's the famous dude.
You got to get the one. There's like an inflatable and it says party time.
Okay. They have all kinds of merch there. And then I guess they have just like a food area, you know, like normal places. But
yeah,
but they're known for their like brisket and stuff like that. And they're just opening one up, by the way, in Ohio. So apparently they're making their move and getting Buc-ee's in different places.
I mean, people need to gas up. I gassed up for the first time yesterday
in a long time.
Okay. At Costco.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'd go.
I was at Costco and I gassed up and I was, it's insane how long, you know, like you queue up in those little chutes and I mean, everybody's waiting, but it was a good deal on gas. Like when I drove by a gas station on my way back to the house, it was 40 some cents cheaper a gallon at
Costco
than it was at the gas station. I was like, damn, I just saved a bunch of money.
A bunch of money right now. You got to save everything you can. I go to the Sam's Club and it is a wait. You would think, I mean, you think that people have nothing better to do or, you know, they're not on a schedule because it is a long wait. It seems like.
So. And normally I wouldn't wait except for the fact that I live in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we are getting like a crazy cold snap. Like it's going to be negative 35 degrees.
Okay.
And I had like half a tank of gas and I was like, I don't want to get stuck in a situation where, so I was like, I want to have a full tank of gas.
Sure. Yeah.
And I mean, so I stopped. Normally, are you kidding me? I run that thing. It drives my husband crazy. I'll be like, it is down to fumes. Let's ahead and roll into that. Drives Peter bananas. He's like, it should never go below half a tank, Molly.
Me too, Molly. Wyleen does the same thing.
She does the same thing.
And 9 out of 10 times, I'm taking the 4Runner mm-hmm. and I look down and there's like 35 miles left to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I fill it up.
We don't live in the country. We live in cities.
Fill it up for her. Because also, I don't want her filling it up either. People get weird. You know, I don't want people, you know, who knows?
What gets weird? This is getting weird. What gets weird when you're filling things up? Do people hit on you?
No, it's not like that people are hitting on her. I mean, I'm just safety. I just think of safety. I mean, you got, you know, tiny little Wyleen in the dark filling up a gas tank.
I love how you have her in the dark. It's cold. There's like one headlight out. Like, it's like the worst possible scenario.
There are
more lights. When you go to gas up at night, you would think that you were using like it was like a lighthouse. I mean, if you go to most gas stations at night, it looks like daytime. They are not messing around.
Yeah, but not to add to panic, there has been instances in Omaha where people would carjack people while they're filling up for gas. You know, so I don't want that to happen to her.
That's very sweet.
Mainly because she's very tiny and they could look at her as, you know, as an easy target.
I just look at it more as tag you're it. Like I always get excited when he takes the car and he gets back and it's full. You're like, hey, it's like a gift. It's like a present, even though it's our money. Yes.
And washed.
The car is so dirty right now.
Uh-huh.
It's that cold winter dirty.
Yeah, I live that life.
You can't go to the car wash because it's like it'll freeze. The door's shut. So you just have to keep it dirty and I have to keep wiping off the rear camera because it keeps getting gunked up with whatever dirt. And so when I go to back out of parking lots or back out of parking spaces, it's nothing but just grime.
Where do you get your car? We have car washes open every day of the year here.
Yeah, no, their car washes open every day of the year, but I don't like to go when it's cold.
Okay, so now you just said it. Before you just lied and said, oh, it's because the car doors will freeze.
Well, yeah, I always think that the car doors will freeze. That's my thing. I always think the car doors will freeze. Well, how could they not?
I don't know.
Have you ever dealt with a frozen closed car door?
It's the
scariest thing ever. It's the most traumatizing moment.
When you go through the right car wash, it just depends on how the car wash works. Because you got the air that at the end, it blows all that stuff out and stuff like that.
I don't trust it.
So that's all right. That's Peter's job anyway. He's alive to do two things.
Just the two. Don't let him off the hook so easy. He's like, whoa, we've got it down to two? Sure. Tell me what they are. He's like, it's not paying bills because I did that last night. I'd be like, don't tell him that.
Okay.
We need him to pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah. So does he write out the bills and do all that?
Mm-hmm. He was doing the ciphering last night at the
table. Wait a minute. Let me write this down. So he does the gassing, the washing.
No, he doesn't do the washing.
The washing of the car.
I mean, the car washing. Yeah, yes, but that's like car, a couple times a year.
And then he does, you wash your car twice a year. Okay.
Me?
Dirty human. Okay, you do. And then he does the bills. What's the fourth thing?
What do you
mean?
Is
there a fourth that he's on this planet to do?
He's a grill master.
He's the grill master. He's a griller.
He's a, you know, PGA golfer.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
no, I mean duties in the house, not
duties
activities.
In the house.
Yeah, like paying the
he's
bills.
In charge of, he's the groundskeeper.
He okay.
Keeps, all right. You know, that stuff. He tries to fashion himself as a Mr. Fix-It, but he isn't. Okay. Like whenever he's like, let me take a look. I'm like, why don't we just call the repairman now? You're only going to make it worse.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that. Also,
are you?
I get it done. But my problem is that sometimes I feel like it costs more for me to do it because I'm going back and forth to Home Depot or whatever to get the right stuff. Cause I'm always getting, I don't know what the
right stuff is. The phone number to whoever is an expert at doing whatever it was that you're trying to do.
Might as well just hand over that man card then. So hey, that's my duty. Like Wyleen pays the bills. She handles the bills.
Okay.
My duties are cooking. It's now laundry. I did that last night.
It takes forever. God, I'm so sick of laundry. I'm so sick of people wearing clothes in my house. I was like, we're just gonna start wearing paper gowns they do at the doctor's office. You guys can just come home and change into paper gowns.
That's a brilliant idea. Get this. So I decided, because normally we would do laundry on the weekends, right? But since I got a little bit more time on my schedule, I decided to take over the laundry.
Okay.
The only thing I don't do with the laundry is I don't put it away. I put mine away, but I do not put hers away because she has a specific way of putting stuff away. And so I decided instead of doing it on the weekends to do it on like Wednesday, right? Okay. That makes sense, right? Yeah. Until you run out of clothes on a Wednesday. Then you're like, God, now I got to wash clothes on a Wednesday, every Wednesday. So it's almost like I should just switch it to the weekend. So that way I don't have any worries about where I'm wearing and stuff that.
Just let's circle back. Run out of clothes.
Yeah.
From the way you've described both your closet and your wife's closet, I don't think there's any possible way that in 7 days you are literally like drawers are empty, closets bare.
It's not like it's
clothes to wear.
They're clothes to wear. Well, it's like underwear, for example.
You only have 7 pairs of underwear.
No, I have more, but I have 7 pairs, right? But I have another 7 pairs that don't fit good and comfortable.
Then why are they even in the drawer?
Because I'm just in case I need them. I mean, because they're brand new.
Just in case it's Wednesday and you don't feel like doing laundry.
They're 2 years old and I maybe worn each of those once. You know, the ones that I'm wearing that are super comfortable are so beat up and stretched out. They're just bad underwear. They're not first date underwear, put it that way.
Sexy.
Yeah.
They don't sound like they should be marriage underwear either. I don't think we have to give up just because we said forever.
Yeah,
just to let you know.
And shirts. I've switched up and I'm changing my shirt every day. I don't wear the same shirt every day like I used to, you know.
Yeah, it's called depression. I'm glad you're working your way out of it. Yeah. Why change? Nobody sees me anyway. They're like,
boy. Come on.
We really need to buoy this guy's spirits. He's at the, what does it all matter? I'll just wear the same shirt every day. I don't care if I smell stage of things. It's also called winter.
Yeah, it's winter. I mean, now I'm spending time looking for shirts that I haven't worn within the last 7 days.
Well, that time's got to be cutting into your day.
I know. It's so time consuming. But anyway,
Add an extra 10 minutes onto my getting ready in the morning
or the afternoon
or the early evening, depending on whenever I decide to get dressed.
It's the afternoon. Yeah. So, all right. So let's get into the A-list. I saw that the Oscars came out.
Yes. So
what
we've got the Academy Awards. The big movie is Sinners, which you and I have both seen it.
Oh.
It's such a good movie. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it broke the record. It's got 16 nominations, and that's the most one film has ever had. There was a three-way tie between Titanic, La La Land, and this really old movie called All About Eve. Those Wait had a minute. 15 each.
Oh, we're in the past. Okay, yes. I see what you're saying. Okay, all
so
right.
So, like, up until now, they've held the title for most nominations.
Yeah.
Brock, are you weighing in? Oh.
Okay.
All right. So well, Brock has let us know that they have added categories, hence their ability to have more nominations. That is worth noting. That is a little asterisk. And if I were Titanic and La La Land, I would want that to go in the record books.
Yeah.
But that is the big one that everybody is talking about. So the other big thing is they are talking about who else got nominated. Begonia, which I have not seen yet. Okay. F1, which everybody's been screaming at.
I'd say it's really good.
You said it was great.
It was a great movie. I even watched it twice. It's just a feel-good movie. And anything sports related like that, it's just a good story. It's your typical outline of those movies, you know, it really is, but it's good. Brad Pitt's great in it. So yeah, I was surprised that was nominated too, but, what else was any other surprises?
Frankenstein, which I'm like, did we see the same movie?
I haven't seen it either. People love that Frankenstein. Molly, people love that Frankenstein.
I was just talking to my friend
Patrick. Yeah, I tried to watch it too, and I couldn't dip into it. But maybe I'll give it another shot. All right, so Marty Supreme,
mm-hmm.
And what else?
Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another. That's the one that just won the Golden Globe. It's got Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's great.
Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams. Which that was one where I'm like, I don't know if I know about that one.
I don't know about any of those. No.
So then you've got like Timothy Chalamet, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ethan Hawke, Michael B. Jordan, and Wagner Moura being nominated for lead actor. And then lead actress is Jesse Buckley, Rose Byrne, Kate Hudson, Renata Rensvi, and Emma Stone. So, I mean, it'll be fun. It's coming up on March 15th. So the Academy Awards are always like a good time.
Let me ask you about the snub. Everyone's kind of saying that Ariana Grande got snubbed for Wicked. They're saying there's a giant snub there. I didn't watch any of it, and I don't know anyone that watched both of them and liked them 100% like that.
I don't think it's a tough year. I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's a snub. Nobody is promised a nomination. I was surprised in that vein to see that Best Supporting Actress nomination went to Amy Madigan for Weapons. She keeps getting nominated for Weapons.
Okay.
And I saw the movie and bananas. She's bat stink crazy in it, but I think it's so wild that they're like, and it's Academy Award nominee, because she was up for a Golden Globe too
for Weapons.
She's weird in it. I mean, she's definitely notable, but I don't know if I would go for like award nominations, but good for her. I mean,
what was Weapons? Oh, I have not seen that. Is that worth watching?
No, it is not. It really isn't.
Is it a horror of some?
It was supposed to be. Okay, Brock.
We need to watch Weapons.
Really?
Brock said, yeah.
Oh, Brock, I was disappointed. I was so disappointed. I wanted it to be scarier. It was just more like just weird. It kind of reminded me of Get Out. And I'm like, okay, we've already done this. Like, we've already played this kind of game before. But on the flip side of the Academy Awards, it's my other favorite, the Razzies.
Yeah,
Worst. So Worst Picture is the nominees are The Electric State, Hurry Up Tomorrow, Snow White, Star Trek Section 31, and War of the Worlds. And then on the worst actor list, Jared Leto for Tron: Ares, which is crazy because he's won an Academy Award. So, you know,
Not for Tron.
No. No, I just love the fact that somebody can be an Oscar award winning actor and still manage to get a Razzie.
A Razzie. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe he needs that on his mantle. I started watching Tron because I grew up with Tron. I grew up with the game and I grew up with the movie.
What'd you think of it?
It's hard to watch the beginning. I mean, it's way too far away from what it was.
Okay.
I think, you know what I mean? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Like, what is this? Why is this even for anybody that's watching it? I mean, I'm sure it's a movie of reminiscence, but that's about it. So yeah, I haven't even dipped back into that. So
skipped me. I didn't. And I do like Tron, but for whatever reason, I think I heard that it was really bad. And so okay. I was kind of like, and I knew I wasn't going to see it in the theaters. So then it's kind of just waiting for it to stream. And then it fell off my radar until the Razzies, in which case apparently Jared Leto's really terrible at it. So I don't know. Maybe I like Jared Leto.
Okay. So do I.
Maybe,
I like him.
Maybe I'll watch it.
You know, I saw this weird clip where there's a kid. He's like probably a teenager, maybe in the upper teens.
Okay.
Meets his dad for the first time. Had never met his dad before and walks up behind him. It's Jared Leto. How crazy would that be to realize your dad is your real dad that you haven't even known of for 19 years, we'll just say, is Jared Leto. It was weird.
And this is real?
Yes, it was real. It was so bizarre to watch.
What the kid look like? Did he look like him?
He looked like a good-looking kid, but it's hard. You had like Jared Leto walking up to anybody. He's such a pretty boy.
He's so pretty.
He's got the flowing hair. And it's weird. He wasn't wearing his shoes.
No, he doesn't.
That was bizarre too. Like, hey, son, mm-hmm. I'm your dad.
Oh, he's a total barefoot bandit. Are you nuts? He's padding around, slinking. He's a slinker. Yeah.
So when are the Oscars? When are the Razzies? When? Because it's going on to YouTube soon. It's coming up in a few years. It'll be all on YouTube. They're going to dump the networks.
Are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they all are. Yeah. They're all kind of looking for that. It is, March 15th for the Academy Awards. So then the Razzies will be the 14th because they're always like the night before. And depending on, I mean, a lot of people show up for the Razzies. I mean, they've got a good sense of humor about it. Like it wouldn't surprise me if Jared Leto showed up to like go and be like, yeah, it was bad. I was bad.
I think it's a great thing to do.
Why not? You got to have a sense of humor about this stuff.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and if you sucked, you sucked. You know,
if you're willing to show up for the bad stuff.
You bet.
Stuff, you kind of got to show up for the bad stuff. So Five Nights at Freddy's 2 falls into the worst remake, ripoff, sequel category. So the Razzies have this category. I Know What You Did Last Summer, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, Smurfs, Snow White, and War of the Worlds.
Smurfs,
I haven't seen. So we have Five Nights at Freddy's 2. Dying to watch it. Got to be honest.
Then watch it.
I really liked the first one. I know, but I can't get my son to watch it. He was holding off watching it with his friends. I'm like, you're never going to watch it with your friends.
I haven't seen any of those movies. I haven't seen any of those Razzie nominees at all. Hey, what are you streaming these days? There's something that just came out on Hulu and FX. I saw it just dropped. Oh, yeah. What is it? The Beauty? I think it's called
Beauty.
The Beauty with Ashton Kutcher.
I tried watching the first episode this morning and I had a buffering issue.
Okay.
It's basically The Substance, only Ryan Murphy put it on FX. It's the idea that there's like this thing that makes you skinny and beautiful, but it's like a venereal disease and it ends up making you crazy and combustible.
It's a venereal disease. Mm-hmm. He's putting a venereal disease in you.
I know. Leave it to Ryan Murphy to be like, and it's an STD. You're like, yeah, it is, Ryan. Old so-and-so. The cast looks good. Ashton Kutcher.
Uh-huh.
Who else is in it? They've got my guy.
Just go to Hulu and save it. If you have it, get to Hulu. Save it. It looks, I saw the trailers. It looks great. I'm gonna dive into that this weekend. Oh, yeah. I'm also diving into that. What is that? It's on HBO Max. It's the Game of Thrones one that just came out.
Is that worth it?
It is actually. I only got through the first episode, but you can also kind of see the people because I think it's a prequel or something.
Yeah.
Because you can see the characters that. You're like you honestly match them up pretty quickly, but it's really good, Molly. I'm mad that it's again. I gotta wait For
yeah, because it's HBO Max, so they're like, yes, stay tuned. This is what irks me, and so annoyed. So I got up Thursday morning, and I'm like, gonna do laundry. Here we are, folding laundry, and I'm thinking, I'm firing up the pit. I'm gonna watch the latest. 8 o'clock.
All so of
not
our shows
only do
like
I have
that.
To wait an entire week, they're also making me wait till 8 o'clock on Thursday. Sons of what? Come on.
Yeah.
Isn't it enough to make me wait 7 days? You have to make me wait 7 days and X amount of hours.
Yeah, I'm with you. Believe me, I'm on your same schedule. Right now, I'm also watching this show with that that Alba guy. Adrian, is that his name? It's like a plane hijacking.
I don't know this movie. I know that there's a show called, you're Idris Alba.
Idris Alba.
Adrian Alba. Some play music. Know. Idris Alba Hijack season 2. Yes.
No, I'm watching season 1.
I haven't watched season 1 yet, but I love him.
It's good. All right, get this. So I'm like, there's no way that they do 2 seasons of a hijack in the plane. So I look at it as this. It's like, you know, how the pit, one season is 1 day.
Okay.
This is the same thing, but it's like in real time, I'm guessing 20 minutes is 20 minutes on the plane. It's
hours.
Long. It's not, I don't know how you get 2 seasons out of this, but I'm enjoying it. They're not that long of episodes. It's not
like
bad.
It's going to take a while to get that drink cart down the aisle. Can we make it take longer because we want to get 2 seasons out of this?
Yeah, and it's packed. It everything that's happening happened quick, I just found something else to watch. It's wintertime, people. That's what we do. We sit there and binge stuff. Without a doubt, every day I'm looking for stuff just so we can watch at night. But yeah, The Beauty, they dropped 3 episodes. So if you're looking
for
something
like that, Ryan Murphy's good about doing a little bit of a front load episode drop. So that is on my schedule. I couldn't believe it was like buffering forever.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Probably have a lot of people watching it or something, maybe, or right. Just having issues.
8 o'clock in the morning, the kids are at school.
Well, hey, maybe they're like you. I don't know. I had no idea. All right. One last thing. Then we're going to roll. Burp. Do you burp your house?
No.
This is like a growing trend in the United States, basically. And I thought of you because, in the springtime, you air out your house when it's not hot. But in Germany, it's like that just is what they do. They open up the windows for like 10 minutes or the door for 10 minutes in the winter.
Oh.
Yeah, to get rid of the stale air that way. And it's refreshing. They call it burping. Like 10 minutes, they let the air in. And basically, it prevents mold contamination, carbon dioxide buildout.
Interesting.
They say that we spend, the EPA said we spend 90% of our time indoors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Burp your house, people.
There are 5 things that are terrible for air quality. And it's gas stoves, fireplaces, candles, dust, and pet dander. And I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
you've got all 5.
You've got them all.
We've got them all.
I guess we're supposed to be doing that, just opening up the window in the wintertime.
I mean,
and let the cold air in. I mean, don't leave it open for a long period of time.
Well, also not during the polar vortex. That's
coming. Don't do that either. Yeah.
You guys bundle up. It's 35 below zero, but let's burp the house.
Yeah, so you don't do that. You haven't heard of that before. Okay.
No, I think it's a great idea. I mean, you and I both do a little bit of that spring, like throw the windows open that first day. I mean, it might even be in February or March, you'll get that random 60-degree day.
We've had a lot of those this winter.
Right, and so you'll just throw the windows open. You're like, might as well air it out a little bit. Just get some fresh. Because you do feel, even if it's just fake, really stale air. Like, I mean, we're breathing it. It's fine. But I mean, the idea of like getting like fresh outdoor air in feels nice.
So burp the house.
Ooh, baby burp.
It's like a baby bird burp. Little baby bird
burp. Tap its little bottom until it goes burp.
Yeah. Jenny shot us a message. BPS crasher. It's no dumb questions. Basically, it's pretty much the no shame zone. If you got any questions, we have the answers. She wants to know. She said her friends say she's creepy for dating a guy half her age. Is that bad? I can't answer to that. I mean, would you feel the same way if it was a guy, though? Dating a woman
half
her age?
Guys do it all the time. I mean, men just do that. And then all of a sudden, like, a woman does it, and they're like, hold on a second.
That don't speak like that, because that's not true. Us guys don't do that. We don't.
No, I'm saying you don't do that, but people do that. People are like, I mean, can't she be with somebody her own age? You're like, why?
I mean, good answer. Why would you if you don't have to? Now, I think it's weird for the, I guess.
How old is half?
A guy half her
age. I mean, if you're
age,
dating a 15-year-old, that's a problem.
That's a huge problem. Right. So if you're 60 and you're dating a 30-year-old, that's okay.
Yeah. Sounds fine to me.
Weird for the 30-year-old.
I mean, if you're 40 and you're dating a 20-year-old, I mean, the one hang up there is the fact that, like, they can't go to bars.
Yeah, you don't want. Well, there's advantages to that as well. I think that's why some of those guys date those 20-year-olds, so they can have their cake and eat it too, and go out to the bars and get away from them, and maybe, you know, hook up with other people.
I wonder how much a guy would get ID'd for being out with an older woman. Like a girl walking in with an older guy, you're like, I need to see some ID. Like,
okay. Please.
Like, are you really?
I'm trying to think of half the age. So we'll just say 25. So half the age, if she's dating a 25-year-old and she's 50. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you look 50? I mean, I don't know what a 50-year-old really looks like. Do you look like you're 90? Because if you look like you're 90 and you're dating a 25-year-old and you're 50, that's a little weird.
Well, what is the 25-year-old? How about this? What does the 25-year-old look like? 25 does not equate hot. Like, we're all, like, using this as, like, a baseline, like, 25, obviously a smoke show. I mean, you can be 25 and unsightly.
Half
you were 25
age.
Once.
I was 25 once. But when you were 25, we'll just say when you were 30, would you date a 60-year-old? Would that matter to you? Now, remember, you're 30, you're a little bit more mature. You have, you know, you're in your head a little bit. You're moving on to your, you should be. You
I probably, dated an older man when I was 30.
How much older? How much older was that?
He was 25 years older than me.
Wow. Look at you. Mm-hmm. So you're almost halfway.
Yeah.
Was he rich?
I mean.
Yes.
We got to go nice places. went some pretty good places.
Yeah, that's generally the
but I've also
MO,
dated
so.
I've also dated younger.
How young?
He was 10 or 11 years younger than me.
Okay, me too.
So I mean,
something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. No, I don't think that this.
And I actually, I mean, and to be fair on that one, that was me ending things. Like, he was like, "No." And I was like, "I think this has run its course."
Yeah.
If you're 11 years younger than me, I've got some different goals than you do right now. Like, you're going to be
that
like,
whole thing, Molly. What are you guys going to talk about? They
it
always
wasn't
say that
we did, but
they
the
always say that, though.
I know.
You
but
know,
he was a junior
stupid.
In college.
What? And how old were you?
Older.
Oh, you were older. I'm thinking you were younger.
No.
I was like, what?
No, he was younger than I was.
Okay.
So, like, I was in my 30s and he was a junior in college. So it was just different. Like, I'm doing stuff and he's like, I've got class. I've got
That's
finals.
Different. That's the whole thing that I said. People will go, what are you guys going to talk about?
You're
in different stages, but you're in different stages. It's pretty much the same thing.
I loved packing him a lunch.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did.
Dropping him off at class, packing him a lunch. My friends were like, my friends would tease me mercilessly. They're like, did you pack his lunch today? I'd be like, I did.
Prepping for momhood is what you were doing.
Made him a nice sandwich.
We're going to get out of here. Don't forget Monday. All right. You need to tune in because we have that Valentine's Day, a little surprise for you guys. I'll fill you in on all that stuff. But make sure you hit up our webpage, bigpartyshow.com. We got merch over there and a lot of goodies. Just a lot of goodies. Check out the contest page. It's all right there. So we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good. Squirrel.